So our next speaker is going to be Freya Anderson. And Freya is our talking book lady for the state. She is in Juneau. When anyone sends in a talking book application, Freya sees that. And then she sends it on to Utah or something like that. Right? I may not have the details just right. So Freya, go ahead and talk to us.
Okay. Well, thank you. I'm glad for the opportunity to talk a little bit about the Talking Book program because I love the program so much. And so it's easy for me to share it with folks. I'm going to start off with sharing how to access the program, and I'll repeat this at the end as well. So our webpage is talkingbooks.alaska.gov, and we have a toll-free number. It's toll-free in Alaska, 1-888-820-4525. Or you can call if you have any troubles with the toll-free number, or if your cell phone, say, is from outside of Alaska. Then our direct line is 907-465-5901. I'll repeat that at the end as well. But I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the things that have been going on with the Talking Book Center and the national program this year. It's been kind of an exciting year for Talking Books. So I've got a lot to cover. First of all, with the pandemic, services have continued without any interruption. There have been some delays in postal service, so things get mailed out timely, but there are sometimes delays just going through the post office. And there were some delays in recording content. But the recording program is back in full swing, and Alaskan material is currently being recorded, and the actual program mailing out equipment and books has had no delays at all. One thing that's really exciting to me is the implementation of the Marrakesh Treaty. I don't know if folks are familiar with that, but basically, that treaty enables sharing across internationally about of audiobooks and other resources for serving people with visual disabilities. And so as a result of that, we've already started to see additional content in other languages coming into the program and becoming available. Used to be, there was very, very little in other languages and very few other languages were covered. However, they recently had to do an update to the, BARD program for downloadable audiobooks and Braille, in order to enable, folks to find, the content in other languages. So currently downloadable from BARD. I want to say there were about 15 other languages, content in about 15 other languages available. And they ran from Arabic through Yiddish. So, a really wide choice. If you're participating in the program and interested in accessing a language other than English, you can access that through BARD by changing the settings on your, on BARD. And if you're not sure how to do that, feel free to just give me a call or to contact the folks in Utah, and we'd be happy to walk you through that process. There are some changes in traditional delivery as well. We have the same players that we've had for quite a long while now. And there is some development on a next generation, but I don't anticipate seeing that anytime real soon. So there's still two options, the standard and the advanced, which is mostly used for people who are wanting to do research and are, or who are using reference works. It gives you a little bit more options in terms of navigation. But for most people, the standard is still the most popular. The cartridges look the same as they did before, but almost all Alaskans have now been transferred over to download on demand. And what that means is that instead of getting one book on each cartridge, you're getting multiple books downloaded for you onto a cartridge. So usually the number of books is about 10. It depends a little bit on how long your books are and how much content you're looking for at that point in time. But usually it's about 10 books on each cartridge. And this is really exciting because it means that you're no longer dependent on the books being available to you. Because they're being downloaded onto your cartridge based on what your requests are or what your profile is, you don't have to wait if say a book that you wanted was currently out to another user. They're never out to another user. And so you can just get them right away. There is a little bit more complexity in navigation, but the feedback that we've been getting so far is that the instructions are pretty clear and that people are doing pretty well for that. I really think that this one is all told really a win-win for both the program financially and for users. We are encouraging people who are comfortable and have the bandwidth available to do downloadable audiobooks to try that out. If you haven't tried out Bard, again, either the folks in Utah or I would be happy to sort of walk you through that process. It's not for everybody. There are definitely places where there's just not sufficient bandwidth, or if you're using cell, maybe the cell coverage isn't good enough. And so so it's not for everybody, but it really is. It provides for some immediate gratification, which I think a lot of us enjoy. One other change to the program is that the federal program updated their regulations, and so it is now easier for people with reading disabilities to enter the program. People with reading disabilities no longer need to be a result of organic dysfunction, which was kind of confusing anyway. And so it's nice that we don't have to worry about that. And they no longer require a doctor to certify the reading disability, which fits well both because it gives more options and because that didn't fit in well with sort of the practices that found in schools. However, I should point out as well that those reading disabilities don't need to be for people in schools. That you don't have to be a student to have a reading disability. And so that is available. And just as a reminder, the program is available to anybody who has a visual disability. That doesn't mean that you have to be fully blind, or a physical disability that keeps you from holding a book, say, or a reading disability, anything that keeps you from accessing a traditional book. Turns out I'm going a lot faster than I thought I was, but there are a couple of more things that I'd like to mention. So I think we're going to be okay and still have some time for questions. First of all, I wanted to mention that, thanks to the suggestion from our wonderful Bonnie Lucas. Utah is now reading articles from the Senior Voice and making those available bi-monthly. There's been a little bit of delays sort of early on in communications between us and the publisher, but I think that's been getting ironed out. So if you're interested in getting Senior Voice articles, just let the folks in Utah know and they can be sure to get you signed up for that. It's not all of the articles from the Senior Voice, but it is basically any Alaska-related articles that are not time-sensitive. We've also started a new program. It just started last week, the Virtual Alaska Story Hour for Adults. This is not just for Talking Book users. It's actually open to all Alaskans, but I think it's a fun one for adults and for this group as well. Basically, we're meeting on Fridays at noon, and we are requiring a registration just basically so that I know where to send out the access information. You can access either via Zoom or via, I guess it's still via Zoom, but either with your computer or by phone, much as folks are with this meeting right now. And basically, either I or another volunteer will be reading through from a book set in Alaska. Currently, we're reading Tip of the Iceberg by Mark Adams. Mark followed the path of the Harriman Expedition from 1899 and then wrote a really fascinating book comparing and contrasting the Alaska of now with the Alaska of then. And it's really, he's witty and funny and respectful of local differences. And I found it a really great book. So, and one of the nice things about it too, it's nice to hear the whole thing, but it's not really absolutely necessary. So it's fine to join in progress, I think. So if you're interested in joining for this book or helping to decide what the book after that would be, then you can register from our website. Finally, we are sending out, Utah is sending out a survey soon, or you may already have gotten it. And I'd like to encourage anybody who gets that survey to respond. We use that information for our funding sources, but also we use that information to help us best serve your needs. So be honest and share any advice that you may have for us. We really appreciate it. And so I'm going to say our contact information again. Our website is talkingbooks.alaska.gov. And our number is toll-free in Alaska, 1-888-820-4525. Or if your phone is not Alaskan, you can reach us at our direct line, 907-465-5901. And does anybody have any questions or comments or anything you'd like to share?
Okay, if you have questions, raise your hand, *9, Alt-Y, or double tap on the more button on your iPhone. There's a hand.
Hi, Brian.
Yeah. Just curious what the status is of the Braille readers. The last time you were talking about getting the refreshable Braille displays out to patrons.
Right. Those aren't going out broadly yet. They're still going out to they're being rolled out slowly, but they're not available to Alaskans yet. I don't have a date on that.
Are they still beta testing those?
I think they're mostly past the beta point, but it's just a slow rollout because of just getting the supply and getting things out. So they're going basically state by state, is my understanding.
So just another comment there. I've been downloading books almost always. I think maybe once or twice I got a cartridge, but I've had a player for the last 11 years, and now I've had the Bard mobile app on my phone. I really like that. And it's really easy. It works out very well just to download books. Audio books I do, or Braille mm-hmm. books, and put the Braille books in a Braille, in a Braille display. I've done that for a long time. Also appreciate the music, the Braille music available on the site now mm-hmm. and how y'all were able to digitize all those old Braille music scores. And, that system does remarkably well. I mean, it's not perfect, but, it's made a lot of stuff available and very easily available, which is really great.
I'm glad to hear that. I haven't heard a lot of feedback for the music, so I really appreciate that feedback. And I'm glad that you, find the system, easy to use. I use Bard as well, and I really enjoy it.
Well, we're blessed to have even though I'm way out here in the sticks, I'm out here in Glen Allen, Alaska, and we're, mm-hmm. To almost 200 miles from Anchorage and 250 miles from Fairbanks. We do have very good internet connectivity out here. So, that works
great.
Good for us.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I'm glad to hear it. And I will, Brian, I will double check on the most current news on the Braille Reader and I can follow up.
Okay. This is Bonnie, and the Braille Reader is being shipped to Alaskans. And initially, when I talked to, I think it was Lisa at the Utah State Library, she said, oh yeah, we only had 7 people. And I thought that's kind of low counted. And I don't know, Brian, if there was a reason you weren't counted. I have one.
Thank you.
I know at least one other person. Huh?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, there's got to be a lot more people than 7 here in Alaska on the system, or is she saying there's only 7 Braille readers here in Alaska?
That's all they had initially, but
that's interesting.
So Aubrey is waiting for one. So what happens is when you get in touch with them in Utah, you'll talk with Michael or the woman. I can't remember her name. Anyway, those are the 2 people that they fill out a survey with you, and it is kind of a beta. And then you're going to use it. I've started working on it, but I've been kind of busy lately. And so I haven't spent as much time with it as I'd like. And once you learn how to use it, then in a couple months, they'll have a survey that you fill out. And then maybe another survey at the end, I believe, is what they said. And that's what the instructions said. I would call the Utah State Library. If you need their number, I can definitely share the contact with you. And then just tell them you want to know if you can get Braille readers. So what Lisa told me was she had told them, this probably was a month ago, to go ahead and get Alaskans out to them because it's a small state. So there you go.
That's it. Well, I'd be interested in testing one out at least, or,
Yeah, absolutely.
I have a Braille device, but the thing is,
you'll be able to do it way quicker than me. sometimes I think, why am I doing this? Anyway, I'm going to learn it. I'm going to learn how to use it because there's some cat magazines that I am bound to read in Braille.
Well, that's wonderful, Bonnie. Thank you for, I'm glad you were a little bit ahead of me on that one. I do have the Utah number. I can give that right now if you'd like. It's 1-800-453-4293, or you can email blind@utah.gov.
Super.
Okay. That's 800. Let's see if I got that right. Sorry. 800-453-4293.
Yes. That's
okay.
It.
Yeah, got it. Okay, great.
Wonderful.
Super. Any other questions or comments?
Yeah, Freya, where are things with development of an actual device? I guess it would use cell phone data to download books or have some kind of voice activation capabilities.
I think they're pretty early in that process still. They are working on it. But I think... the last time I was on one of our sort of informational phone calls, people were really trying to get dates out of the National Library Service, and they were pretty firm that they were too early to provide any kind of a date. So I think it's like my take on it is that it's probably a few years, but they are working on it. And I could be wrong on that. That's just, I mean, that really is just a guess for the timing. Because like I said, they hold firm on not providing that information.
Now they moved, like in DC, they moved their new facilities and were supposed to make a lot more content available online. Go to a new system. Has that happened yet?
I think that you may be talking about the download on demand.
Yes. Yes.
So again, that's rolling out. It's not all at once, but for Alaska, most, if not all users should be on download on demand at this point already.
Either Deborah Williamson has a hand raised, or is that Deborah Williams? Sorry.
Oh, let's see. Can you, there you go.
Hear you. Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Oh, okay. This is Deborah, and I was kicked out, but I took down a number before I was kicked out, and I don't remember what it, the 888-820-4525. What is that number?
Yeah, that number is for us here in Juneau, and if you have any questions about the Talking Books program, or if you know somebody who you think might want to know more about the program, we can let us know, and we can reach out to them. We're working on outreach here and on processing those applications, and then pretty much all of the actual direct services. So the machines, the cartridges, and managing the BARD accounts, the downloadable accounts, that's all done through Utah.
All right, Bonnie, I'm with you there. Our next presenter is ready.
I just wanted to say one very quick little thing, and that is, did you already explain what is it, immediate download is? What was it called?
Download on demand.
Yeah.
I think I tried to, but I'm not sure that I was clear enough about it. But basically, for download on demand, that means that instead of getting one cartridge on a book and then they pull that cartridge off of a shelf in Utah and mail it to you, yeah, instead of that, and so then you have to wait for, if it's checked out, then you have to wait.
Right.
That means that instead they're going to download the specific books that you want next onto your cartridge and mail that out to you. And so it just means less waiting for folks.
Right.
And that's the big thing. Plus more on a cartridge.
And when you put the cartridge in, it tells you exactly how to access the book, mm-hmm, because I was at someone's house one day and I showed them. So it's very cool. All right.
Yeah, even people who found it difficult initially seem to be pretty comfortable with it. My aunt is a technophobe, and she can do it. So
that's great. Thank you so much, Freya. It's been a pleasure to hear what you have to say and learning more about the library. We are so incredibly blessed to have the Talking Book Library, and it has just changed phenomenally. I always have to say, I am so glad we're not doing cassettes anymore, and I'm even happier we're not doing LPs with the needles that scratch them all up.
Mm-hmm.
So for folks who are younger, that's what you don't have to look forward to. All right. Thanks again. Well,
thanks for the opportunity to share. I could go on forever, but I won't.